VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S.-backed forces are closing in on Islamic State fighters in their last stronghold in eastern Syria. The Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led anti-IS coalition, said Monday they have recaptured more territory around the town of Baghouz in the eastern Syrian province of Deir al-Zor. An SDF commander told VOA from the battlefield, "We have captured a radius of about 500 meters, and our fighters are advancing into the city." American officials say IS fighters in the town have been surrounded from all sides. This late word, Republican Senator Richard Shelby says bipartisan congressional negotiators have now reached a deal in principle to fund the government and avoid another government shutdown at the end of the week. No one involved has given any details on the agreement, including whether President Trump will get all or any of the money he wants for a wall along the U.S. southern border. Democrats have offered some funding for border security, but far less than what Trump has said he wants for a wall. The White House and lawmakers are facing a deadline of Friday when funding runs out again for about a quarter of government operations to avert a new closure just 3 weeks after a record 35-day-long closure or shutdown was ended January 25th. The acting U.S. Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan said Monday the Islamic State terrorist group remains a global presence.
Shouldn't it be a surprise to anyone that if something hasn't been completely eradicated, the risk of it returning remains.
Shanahan spoke in Afghanistan to reporters who were traveling with him on a trip there. It was unannounced. He said when it comes to the degree of IS capabilities, that varies from residual pockets to sleeper cells. This is VOA News.